buttery.
So wholesome.
So free of romantic or sexual connotation.
Yep.
So, so wholesome.
Very much not thinking about dick.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. I am wholesome. I am whole. I am horny. Nope. No, 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 no. I am a potterer. Potter?
I do pottery, okay?
I am completely, wholesomely contented. I love smushing clay and making ugly vases. It is a passion I never knew I had. Breathe. It's for the sake of the human. It's for the sake of the human.
If my mother could see me now, what would she say?
So you're just going to deny your destiny and make phallic ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
Looks that way, Mom. But you wouldn't understand, as you never modeled a stable relationship for me. And so I had to learn all this by scratch. Thank you very much. Calm, calm. Be one with the clay. Think about wholesome things like butter, cheese, bed sheets. No, 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 no. Puppies, kittens, collars, whips. God damn you. Okay. Sunshine, summer, birds, trees, grass stains. How long before purity is muscle memory? Looks like we got a lot of vases to make. Oh, crap. Hey! Down here in my lair. Might as well be. Where else have I been lately? Do not come down here expecting Leonardo da Vinci. You okay? You look tired.
I didn't say bad, I said tired.
Why don't you go sleep? No, I don't think I will come to bed, thank you. Because I have many, many thoughts to, process down here, and, you go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, I'm just really into pottery, obviously. It's so calming and relaxing and soothing for the senses. Yeah. There's nothing like a good old wholesome pottery session. Yeah, it was, getting kind of long there. Nobody wants a penis-shaped vase. Thanks for, telling me. You go upstairs, honey. Because you're tired. And you're coming down the stairs, okay.
You know, you're very sweet, but I don't expect you to take an interest. My hobbies are my hobbies, and yours are very questionable. I'm teasing. Mostly. I love you very much, but I am not playing Dungeons and Dragons. Because I've been where Dungeons and Dragons dwell, and trust me, there's nothing fantastical about it. Just torture and damnation and fire and brimstone. I don't think it's silly, it's just not my thing. Besides, I'm so in this. No, this is the vase of concentration. Lots and lots of concentration. Another ugly loss. Because I clearly need the practice. Flattery will only get you so far. Even with your rose-tinted goggles, you can see. Not quite a connoisseur of my craft. That's why we invented time, practice, and patience. Lots and lots of patience. How are your bruises? Actually healing, or... Let me drain you too much. Guess you're softy. I didn't say it was a bad thing for me. You might benefit from being... harder. Oh, excuse me, my language is pervy. No, I'm literally asking you to excuse me because apparently I am no better than a human man. Oh, just, you know, the usual horning is horning, and I am full of lustful rage. Well, not even rage, just frustration and... I promised myself I was gonna keep this quiet and not bother you, and look what I'm doing. Making shitty, ugly vases and bothering you. Great. It's you. I can't lie to you. You just... You look at me with those big eyes, and you're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, fuck. And yes, I'm supposed to be good at lying to people, but only people I don't like. With you, it's... Like everything I learned goes out the window. I overfeed on you, I overindulge, I have no restraint, I don't hold back, and look what happens. I'm just ruining everything, I'm sorry. Of course I am. You're tired all the time, and I'm still wanting more and more, and I just thought if I made stupid vases and thought wholesome things, then you could rest, but no, I just had to open my big, fat mouth and... Now on top of being a sex pest, I'm a whiny sex pest. Great. I didn't mean to bother you with this, I'm... sorry. Yes, I need to be. I'm hundreds of years old and I'm... acting like a spoiled teenager. I'm sorry, honey. For everything, for having no control around you, for shutting you out and brooding, for buying all this clay. Everything. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to hurt you on purpose, but it doesn't really matter, does it? Not really. You're still covered in bruises, you're tired, you're exhausted. It's all because I'm a needy fuck. And I never thought I'd care about stuff like this, but apparently I do, so... cool, right? Yay. A succubus that only fucks one person and has empathy. Great. No, I don't regret it. I don't want to fuck other people. Things were easier without a conscience. Without care, just flying around and taking sex energy. Now it's all, what's wrong? Are you okay? Did you take your vitamins? It's hard. But I don't regret it, no. I'd rather be here feeling frustrated and anxious with you than anywhere, so. Maybe we're both big softies. You can hug me. The impending shame should stop me from pouncing on you. I love you. I'm sorry I'm so weird about it. I'm trying, you know. The only movies I've seen are movies you've shown me, so no, I have not seen Ghost. Why? Why are you putting your hands in the clay? And now what? What kind of movie was this? A love story. Was the protagonist also using clay as a way to avoid humping their partner? No, not altogether, just over-humping. There is definitely such a thing. Case in point, all the bruises that are on you. I need to work on control. I've never been in love before, so it's all... My mother never warned me about this. It was all how to take a man's energy and how to make sure they come and what to do if it gets stuck up there. Nothing about doing pottery. I know. love you too. I just don't want to overlove you. Yes, surprisingly, I love you and care about your health. Shocking, I know. What are we making? Nothing? Then we're essentially just fondling each other's hands in clay? Good to know. They do say that hand-holding is licentious. Positively unholy. The most lewd and slutty thing two people can do. Why does it feel so wholesome with you? Humans, you make no sense. You are very cute, though.